I am victory, I am adventure, and I am the strength of the strong. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are many kind of cheaters all over the universe. Of all cheating processes, gambling stands supreme and therefore represents Krishna. As the supreme, Krishna can be more deceitful than any mere man. If Krishna chooses to deceive a person, no one can surpass him in his deceit. His greatness is not simply one-sided, it is all-sided. Among the victorious, he is victory. He is the splendor of the splendid. Among the enterprising and industrious, he is the most enterprising, the most industrious. Among adventurers, he is the most adventurous. And among the strong, he is the strongest. When Krishna was present on earth, no one could surpass him in strength. Even in his childhood, he lifted Govardhan Hill. No one can surpass him in cheating. No one can surpass him in splendor. No one can surpass him in victory. No one can surpass him in enterprise. And no one can surpass him in strength. Om Jnanthimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. So we are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 10, verse number 36, translation. I am also the gambling of cheats, and of the splendid, I am the splendor. I am victory, I am adventure, and I am the strength of the strong. Hare Krishna. So, dyutam. Dyut means gambling. So gambling is one of the cheating process. And among all different kinds of cheating process, gambling is supreme. So Krishna says, I am gambling. I am gambling of all cheating processes. As we discussed earlier, in every group or category, the best represents Krishna. But when Krishna gambles, he is worshipable. Gambling as such is a sinful activity. In fact, among four regulative principles, one is no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. All other sinful activities are based on these four primary sinful activities. So one should never indulge in gambling, or one should never cheat others. Any process by which the profit of one's investment is based on luck rather than hard work is called gambling. If you put in money or time or effort and the output is not based on your hard work but based on your luck, then that process is gambling. Example, lottery cheat, that's gambling. How? Because when you purchase a lottery for 10 rupees, you may get 100 rupees or 500 rupees or 5000 rupees or 10,000 rupees or 1 lakh rupees or 10 lakh rupees or 20 lakh or 1 crore or 10 crore based on your luck, not your hard work. So this is gambling. Another example?
Playing cards.
It's not based on your hard work. It's based on your luck. That's gambling.
Playing dice.
And earning money based on that. That's gambling. Nowadays they have kitty parties. And what they do in kitty parties? They gamble. They play money. And ladies think they are being social or doing something great, some great achievements. This is sinful activity. Or sometimes in marriages, many people get together, relatives, and they have nothing to do, so they do time pass and they gamble and they think they are doing something great. This is sinful activity. Another example?
Betting.
Horse betting or cricket match betting.
Match fixing.
Casinos. That's gambling. What about share market? That's gambling?
Yes.
Some parties? So whole parties? If some is gambling, then whole is honest. Then whole is also gambling. If one drop is poison and 1 liter is water, whole is poison. So that's gambling. Some people say, no, we do lots of hard work in shares. We analyze the history of the company. We analyze the profit. We analyze the market. We do lots of number crunching. We have probability softwares to define what is going to happen tomorrow. So we do lots of mental and intellectual hard work. But my dear sir, the output is not dependent on your hard work. Proportionately. Anything can happen tomorrow.
So that's still gambling. Speculative business enterprise. Still dependent on your luck. So that's gambling. And gambling is very dangerous. It is based on greed. And a person who is greedy, whatever he has, he is not satisfied. He wants more. The more we get, the more we want. It doesn't end. If somebody has a 10,000 salary, he wants 20. You go to the person who already has 20, he should be happy. No, he wants 50. 50 wala, he wants 1 lakh, 2 lakh. No happiness, no satisfaction. Somebody has a bike, he wants a car. Somebody who has a small car, he wants a big car. Somebody who has a big car, he wants 2 car. All bekar. That's what people hope to achieve, and they think this is my progress. One who has a small house, he wants a big house. 2 BHK, 3 BHK. Somebody who has a 3 BHK, he wants a bungalow. Somebody who has a bungalow, he wants a sea-facing bungalow. Somebody who has a sea-facing bungalow, he wants outside the city for weekend. Lonawala. So this greed. The more we get, the more we want. So based on this greed, when somebody gambles, he ruins himself. His intelligence doesn't work. And the classic example is Yudhishthir Maharaj. He is Dharamraj. He is religion personified, pure Vaishnav. But what happened when he gambled? His whole property, his whole kingdom, his weapons, his brothers, his own independence, his wife he put at stake, which is a sinful activity to put wife at stake. Wife is not a commodity. That's dangerous. How Yudhishthir Maharaj can do this? That is the effect of gambling. When a person sits to gamble, even though he loses everything, he thinks next chance. In next chance, I will win everything. But he is getting cheated, he doesn't know. People cheat. This whole world, this whole society is full of cheaters and cheated. Those who cheat and those who get cheated. And nobody likes to get cheated. Anybody here likes to get cheated? But we cheat others. So if we cheat others, by the law of nature, that is going to come back to us. So if I cheat person A, there is some person B who will cheat me. That's sure. We cheat and earn money thinking that by my intelligence I earned more than my prescribed income. That money we will get cheated. That is for sure. Sometimes people do that in offices or something, giving false conveyance, cheating the office, thinking I am so intelligent. Instead of 10, I put 100, nobody caught me, 90 I earned. But next day little cough happens, goes to the doctor, gives 300 rupees. And doctor cheats him. Maitreya knows it. That's all. Or his wife goes to the mall and 100 rupees sari, she purchases at 200 rupees. Okay, I'm giving a wrong example. 1200 rupees sari, she purchases 3000 rupees. Got cheated. That's what it happens. The money which is not ours, if it happens to come in our pocket, it will not be used on us. Somebody will cheat us and take it away. So people save tax, octroi, income tax, sales tax, thinking we are very intelligent. But there's somebody who is intelligent more than us, and we get cheated. Through doctors, through salesmen, through so many personalities, and we don't realize. But the interesting part is, when the money which doesn't belong to us comes to us, even though it's not used for us, but when we get cheated, it pains us. It gives us dukkha. It gives us suffering, because we already became attached to it. It doesn't belong to us, still we got attached to it. So when we lose it, it gives us pain. So when we cheat others, the consequence is we end up in pain. We try for gain, but we end up in pain. But we have no brain, so we do it again. So again and again, pain and pain, life goes on. There's no education. So we should be very careful to have honest income. Live by honest income. Then we will be peaceful. We'll have less pain. We'll have less miseries. And what to speak about those who cheat and are caught? Their name gets spoiled. Their character gets spoiled. They feel so much lack of peace, so much disturbance, so much agitation, strained relationships. So that's so much. So one should not cheat others. Now Krishna cheats, but that is transcendental cheating. We are not to imitate this. Like Krishna cheated the demons by taking Mohini avatar. When the demigods and the demons churned the ocean for nectar, the nectar came out, which was to be equally distributed among the demons and demigods. But the demons, they took the nectar and ran away. They cheated the demigods. So Krishna cheated the demons by taking Mohini avatar, a very beautiful female form. And by her beauty and bodily features and sweet voice, she attracted the demons. So much so that demons became so lusty that they started losing their intelligence, and they completely trusted Mohini avatar, Lord Mohini. And they told Mohini, why don't you settle the matter between us? And tell us who should take the Amrit first. And by his sweet words, the Lord, he distributed the Amrit only to the demigods and not to the demons. This way Mohini Avatar cheated the demons. But this cheating is transcendental. He is authorized to do it. We don't judge Krishna by our rules and regulations. Even Vikasur was such a powerful demon, once by his penance and yajna sacrifice, he pleased Lord Shiva. And he asked a very dangerous boon. He told Lord Shiva, whoever head I touch, that person should die on the spot. His head should vanish, explode. Now this is quite dangerous. And Lord Shiva said, okay, tathastu, given. And what did Vikasur do it? The first experiment he wanted to do on Lord Shiva only. And he wanted to touch Lord Shiva's head. And Lord Shiva got fearful because he himself has given the boon. He can't nullify it. So he ran away. And Vikasur ran behind him. And nobody could help Lord Shiva. So he went to Narayan, Vishnu. And Narayan said, okay, you wait here, I will see. And Lord Narayan came to Vrikasura in the form of a very beautiful brahmachari, saffron clothes. And when Vrikasura was searching Lord Shiva in the jungle, the brahmachari form of the Lord, he stopped Vrikasura, who was panting for breath, and he made him sit. He said, oh, Vrikasura? Vrikasura was surprised. He said, who is this brahmachari who knows me? Imagine you go to some place and suddenly unknown person comes and tells your name. He said, you know me? He said, yes. You are very famous. I have heard lots of stories about you. I know your father also. His name is this, this, this. And Vrikasura really felt some well-wisher is there. Then Lord Vishnu told him. He said, why are you running like this? You are becoming breathless. By this your body will get unhealthy. This body is most useful for self gratification. And you are unnecessarily torturing this body. This is not good. Please have a seat. Drink some water and fruits. Let us talk. And Vrikasura thought, oh, some great well-wisher of mine. He had a seat. See, this is how the Lord in the form of Brahmachari won over his trust. Then Vrikasura told, he asked him, why have you come to this jungle? And why are you running like this? Then he narrated the whole story, how he performed penance, pleased Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva gave him such a powerful boon. And when he wanted to touch Lord Shiva, he ran away. So Lord Vishnu said, Narayan, that Shiva? Is that same Kailashpati Shiva? I said, yes, yes. He said, oh, you don't know? Nowadays in his boons don't work in the market. Since his wife Sati has committed suicide, he has become mad. He speaks anything from his mouth, but it doesn't work. You want proof? You just touch your head. See, it will not work, and once you get proof, then we both will trash him. And Vrikasura, yes, this is correct. And he touched his own head, and immediately he died. So this is cheating. Vishnu cheated Vrikasura. But that was the only way to kill Vrikasura at that time. So this cheating is transcendental. Then Krishna also came as Buddha avatar. And he cheated the atheist. The followers of Buddha, they claim God doesn't exist. And they worship Buddha. And they say Buddha is not God. So Buddha cheated them by making him worshipping himself, God, and still they are thinking we are not worshipping God. So Buddha did that to stop animal sacrifice, so that from violence they become non-violent. So when Krishna cheats, that's transcendental. And when Krishna wants to cheat a person, he can't be saved. When Krishna wants to deceive, nobody will understand. Krishna is master. He is most intelligent person. So we worship Krishna for this quality, that he is such a big cheater, that he is such a big gambler. But we should understand, when this quality is present in Krishna, then it is not wrong, it is not bad, because he is transcendental. Like Krishna steals makhan, but he is not arrested, he is not put into jail. The gopis are happy when he steals makhan. But if we steal anything, we are arrested. Because his stealing is different. So we should not imitate Krishna. But we should understand his pastimes. We should do what Krishna has told us to do. We should not do what Krishna is doing. He is powerful. He is great. He is God. He is Supreme Person. He can do anything and everything. We can't do. We should do what he has told us to do. We should follow his instructions. And Krishna's instruction is not to commit sinful activity. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. These are the four basic regulative principles which we should follow to become a human. Devotee to baad mein. Those who do sinful activities, they are animals. They appear humans, but they are animals. So at least we should become nice humans and then good devotees by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So when somebody takes initiation, he takes a serious commitment. Serious commitment of five things. What five things? A. Chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day on beads. Then four, the four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illness. These are the five vows one should take at the time of initiation, in the front of the spiritual master, in the front of the deities, in the front of the Vaishnavas, in the front of fire, in the front of Srila Prabhupada. And one should follow it whole life. If you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra but do not follow four regulative principles, our advancement will be very slow. Because the sinful reactions will damage our consciousness. But if we chant and also follow four regulative principles, then we'll have added acceleration, added speed, rapid progress in spiritual life. So we should live a very nice life, pure actions, pure habits, pure thoughts, following all the regulative principles. And in this way we should chant the holy name of Krishna and we will progress nicely. So further Krishna says, among the strong, I am the strength. Any person or any object has strength, that strength represents Krishna. Krishna is the origin of all strength. Krishna is the source of all strength. In fact, Krishna showed his strength even in his childhood. When he was just 7 years old, Krishna lifted the whole Govardhan Hill. Such a massive Govardhan Hill Krishna lifted on the little finger of his left hand. And he lifted and kept holding for 7 days and 7 nights without losing balance, without any fracture on his hands or perspiration or pain, as if an elephant is lifting a flower. Just at the age of 6 days, he killed Puthna. At the age of 1, he killed Trinavrat. So many demons, he killed Kamsa. He killed Kualapida elephant, who was so powerful with just his punch. Krishna is so powerful. He is so strong. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful demon, but he couldn't kill Prahlad Maharaj, such a small boy, because Prahlad Maharaj was supported by Krishna's strength. And Narasimhadev came and killed him. Ravana was killed by Lord Ram. Ravana was so powerful that even Indra and his army was defeated. When they fought with Ravana, Indra got defeated. But that Ravana, he was killed by Lord. That is the strength of Krishna. Wherever we find strength, we should know this strength represents Krishna. Krishna is the source of all strength. Then Krishna says, among victorious, I am victory. Victory is by Krishna's mercy. Not just by our efforts. Not just by our hard work. Not just by our skills, strategies, talents. No. Victory is by Krishna's mercy. In our modern MBA, they teach a person who has more investment, more resources, more skilled manpower, more capital, more strategies, more planning, more opportunities, he is successful. Right? Now let us apply this principle to Kurukshetra war. Among Kauravas and Pandavas, who had more army? Who had more commanders? Who had more weapons? Who had more strategies? Who had more resources? Who won the war? MBA failed. Ho gaya. Why? Because Krishna was on the side of man. So wherever there is Krishna, there is victory. There is success. There is good fortune. There is opulence. There is peace. There is joy. It is not by our skills, talents, intelligence, strategies, resources, investment. They are part of the process. We are not denying them. But if you minus Krishna, then all this is waste. Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70, with no contact and $8 in his pocket, no previous experience, with two heart attacks in the journey, he landed in America. Anybody can think he will be successful? There were no items of success with him. In dhoti kurta, saffron dress and a box of Bhagavatam. Any businessman will think this is good chance. But Prabhupada in 12 years made a worldwide movement. Hare Krishna became a household word. 108 temples, thousands of disciples, so many volumes of books translated into so many languages, a world acharya traveling all over the globe 14 times. Oh, what a life! Was this because of lots of investment, or strategies, or planning, or opportunities, or resources, or skills, or talents? No. This was just because of his determined faith on Krishna and the holy name and obedience to his spiritual master. So Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Thakur told two things to Prabhupada. A. Go in Western countries and preach in English language. B. If you ever get money, print books. And Prabhupada said, I had followed just these two things without knowing what will happen. And what happened? Is gone, such a big society. What Prabhupada did? He went to New York, preached in English language, and he published books. And this is such a worldwide institution. This happened because of his faith, because of the mercy of Krishna, because of the blessings of his spiritual master. So this is victory. This is success. Success is by Krishna's mercy. Among victorious, I am victory, Krishna says. So we should not leave Krishna. Whatever do we do in life, Krishna should be in the center. Whatever efforts we put, Krishna should get pleased. Krishna should get benefit. We should serve Krishna and his devotees. When we do that, then our efforts are worthy. We should seek blessings of Krishna. Then we will be successful. If we don't follow the instructions of the Lord, then we will never be successful. Then he says, I am the adventure, I am the enterprising. Among all the business and industries and enterprises, Krishna is topmost. And Krishna consciousness in itself is an adventure. We come to Krishna consciousness, we get so much variety of knowledge, we get so many different people to meet, so many different prasad to eat, so many beautiful deities to see, so many nice shlokas, so many books, so many devotees, so many friends. Can there be any better adventure than this? No, nowhere you get so much in just one event or one visit to temple or one festival or one yatra to Vrindavan. What we get is so much adventure. Nobody else gets so much adventure, and that too all free. We don't have to pay anything. That is Krishna consciousness. So Krishna is adventure. So we should just serve Krishna. Please come in front. We should just serve Krishna. Then only we will be successful. In fact, Arjuna is a classic example of success because of Krishna. When the Mahabharata Yudha ended, 18 days war, then at the final time, when everything was over, Krishna sitting on the chariot told Arjuna, please get down. Arjuna said, look my lord, I don't mind getting down. But generally every day you get down first. Then you open my door, then I get down. That is the procedure. The chariot driver gets down first. And then the Rathi, the chariot, one who sits on the chariot, he gets down. But today you are telling me opposite. Why? Krishna said, Arjuna, you get down, then I will answer you. So Arjuna got down. Till then all the four Pandava brothers also arrived, curious what is happening. Then Krishna got down. As soon as Krishna got out of the chariot, immediately an explosion happened. And the chariot disappeared. Whole thing became grain of sand. Grains of sand. Everybody was surprised. Then Krishna said, my dear Arjuna, what happened to the chariot now? Actually should have happened on day first. Just because you were on this chariot, so many people shot so many Brahmastras and celestial weapons and Divya Astras on this chariot. But I kept them on hold. Their effect on the chariot was kept on hold by me. Now when the war was over, I released everything together. And this happened. So Arjuna would have died on the first ball clean out, clean bolt, on the first day. Arjuna can't kill Bhishma Dev. Even Parshuram couldn't defeat Bhishma Dev. How Arjuna can kill? Dronacharya Arjuna cannot kill. Karna Arjuna cannot kill. Karna was superior to Arjuna in archery. So many such enemies were there whom Arjuna couldn't kill. But still Arjuna was victorious. How? That's because Krishna was with him. If Krishna would not have helped Arjuna, he would have never been able to kill Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya, Karna, Jayadrath, or all such enemies. It was impossible. So from this we understand that only with Krishna's blessings one can get success. Only with Krishna's blessings one can get victorious. Only with Krishna's blessings one can be peaceful, joyful, happy. So whatever we do, we should include Krishna in our life. We should add Krishna in our life. We should give the result of our efforts to Krishna. We should follow the instructions of Krishna. And we should live a life which is favorable to Krishna consciousness, favorable to our devotional service. very seriously practicing the rules and regulations of bhakti, chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra daily, following four regulative principles, reading and hearing Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, worshipping the deities, offering prasadam, serving devotees, visiting temples, participating in all services and festivals, preaching activities. So we should do all this. Then we get perfect in this life. We achieve the goal of human form of life, which is to serve Krishna. So one should be serious and sincere. So repeatedly Krishna is telling his opulence, his vibhutis, his greatness. God is great, but how much great? His chapter is answering that question, that he is so great. And this knowledge should help us so that we depend more on Krishna. We worship Krishna more. We know he is more great. So our love and faith should increase with this specific knowledge. And that way we progress in spiritual life. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we will take. Yes. It is not contradictory. When Krishna is doing gambling or cheating, that is not related to our gambling or cheating. When Krishna is stealing, that is not related to our stealing. That is transcendental quality. We don't compare Krishna with us, because it's not comparable. He is Vibhut, we are Anu, so it's not comparable. So when we steal or gamble, it's wrong. Okay? Like when I am driving a car on the road, then I have to follow traffic laws. When Prime Minister of country comes and sits in a car on the road, he doesn't have to follow traffic laws. So I can't compare and say, look, he doesn't follow traffic law, so he is a criminal. That's comparing him with me. He is under different laws, I am under different laws. So what to speak about Krishna? He is not under the same laws I am. So we should not judge. We should not judge him under our laws. Okay? Okay, we will take question of this class first. Okay.
Because he says, if I don't do work, people will follow me. And then get this guy. Therefore, I am doing work. In the chapter, he says, I should not escape people. Therefore, I am doing work. So therefore, he should get.
No. Krishna has both the aspects. Divinity aspect, and in his incarnation he behaves like ordinary man. So if he just does activities of an ordinary man with no aspect of divinity, then nobody will believe him to be God. So that is also required. A prime minister may come and follow the law to show that how everybody should follow. But he can break also the law in which he is not under. That's his superior post. In the same way, Krishna has the aspect of divinity also. So with that aspect, he is not under the laws. So when he does activities beyond human capacity, we understand he is God. He is supreme. We are not here to sit and decide what Krishna should do and what he should not do. That is his prerogative, that is his independence. We are here to understand what he has given to us in Bhagavad Gita. the message. And the message says, what I am doing, you don't do. Message says, what I am telling you to do, you do. Like a father may tell the child, beta, sleep early. It is not good to be awake so late. And the father is awake. The child cannot say, father, look, you are also awake, so I will also be awake. No, he should obey the father. He should not follow the father. Father is adult. He may have a different schedule, but he is well-wisher. So he gives a good schedule to his child. So my Krishna is supreme. He has a different activity. We don't follow that. But what he tells us to do, we do that. Okay? Any more questions? Yes. Any honest profession? Not all professions are gambling. Teaching is gambling. The salary comes based on luck. No.
Teaching can be any teaching. It's not only subject.
Ah, teaching gambling is gambling. You can't say, I am teaching gambling, so it's honest profession. So teaching is not gambling. Opening a shop and selling products is not gambling. Farming is not gambling. Selling cow milk is not gambling. Selling sabji is not gambling. Selling fruits is not gambling. Selling grains is not gambling. Driving car is not gambling. So many things are there. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, like you said, if we get cheated, like if we cheat somebody, then we are bound to get cheated. But there are times like when we get cheated without even we cheating others. Why does that happen?
So that there is some background to it. We may not remember, but we may have cheated somebody. If not in this life, then in previous life. So the result will come to us. Present and previous karma. So we don't have control over previous karmas, but we have control over future. So from now we should stop doing activities which are not prescribed to do. So our future is preserved. Okay. Yes.
Someone wants to get cheated and his will must determine. For example, I have seen personally that in my clinic, when I have said truth that you don't need these medicines or injections, they go to nearby doctor and they pay in fees. Sometimes I think it's better that I give him medicines which is not useful, which is not at all useful, and it is going to harm him. But he wants that medicines. He can use it. These situations, I have faced this situation many times. And whenever I
say it in
remote divine medicine.
So, in a doctor's profession, a doctor should not give anything which will harm the patient.
But they want.
So, that doesn't mean we give. If at all you do that, then that money you donate. If you earn money by harming others, that money will harm us. So the first point is not to do. Second point is, if it is unavoidable and you can't change your profession, then you donate that money. Or be ready to get the result. So all those doctors who are harming their patients, they are also suffering. You ask all the doctors, they are suffering or not? It's proved. So if we harm others,
I used to tell them to.
So if you harm others, we will get harm. So that's not a good profession, where we have to harm others for our future parties or rights. That's not a good profession.
So we will get harmed. So we should be ready for it. So if you are cheating others, then you will get cheated. So that's it. Okay? Yes.
Take that interest that comes in
from
gambling?
Loan.
Huh?
That's okay.
That is not your, you are not work for that interest. Your money is working for that interest.
Yeah, that's okay. Bank, keeping money in bank and taking interest, that's okay. It's not based on luck. It is a finance. No, the money which you acquire by whatever means, by hard work means, if you use that money and to earn interest, that's fine. If that 1 lakh is acquired by gambling, then that is dishonest income. Money gives money, that's fine. It's not based on luck. Right? But misusing an opportunity or somebody's distress, and thinking that because this is the time he requires money, so I will charge more, that is not good. The bank is okay. It is not based on luck. Yes.
In the Radha Gopinath temple, they arranged lecture. Ananda was a student, he gave a lecture on financial management. And they discussed that devotees can put their money in share markets and mutual funds. He said some part is bad, other parts are okay, fine, they can invest.
What do you mean by some part is bad?
I don't know, he stayed in lecture. He reduced the technical terms.
So I also don't know.
Devotees are doing
that.
But it's based on luck or fixed?
It's fixed.
Then it's like bank. That's fine.
No, but they don't give a guarantee because they come from the...
So that means it's based on luck.
It's not just luck, sir. It's a debt instrument. DEBT, if you like. It's a debt instrument, as like bank.
We will discuss in details.
Yeah,
I don't mind. I don't mind discussing in detail, but not today. Okay? Yes.
Guruji had a series of lectures on karma. And as far as I heard, that karma was not stronger than Arjuna. You said in the lecture that Arjuna was weaker.
Arjuna was not able to defeat karma. Only when there were curses given to Arjuna, because of which he became weak. Parshuram gave curse to Karna, because of which he became weak. Otherwise he was stronger. He was Arjuna's elder brother. And he was Shishya of Arjuna's Guru. Arjuna's Guru's Guru. Parshuram is Dronacharya's Shishya. So he was Dronacharya's god brother. Very powerful. Yes. Hare
Krishna. Who are engaged in producing, like hotels, who are engaged in producing meat or some other things which is not producing as and catering. I mean, my profession is like it's like it doesn't involve cheating at all. But yeah, if we cater to such industries, then that is also not...
Yes. Any... If we use our skills directly to help sinful industries or industries committing sinful activities, that's not good. If you do a neutral activity which can be used for sinful industries and also other industries, that's fine. Like if I am making a software, vehicle management software, and that is used by meat industry also, and some other industries also. That's neutral.
But I am doing direct software for meat industry, that's little has reactions. So directly helping sinful industries should be avoided. So if I am doing graphic designing work for a cigarette company, so that's directly helping cigarette company. But if I am doing billboard making, I am not directly helping cigarette making. They may use that billboard, that's a separate thing. Right? So that's neutral. That's common. So directly helping a sinful industry should be avoided. Okay?
Indian liquor is
Drinking liquor? Why you are asking this question?
Government is itself creates industries and called liquor. Government itself selling liquor. Government itself is under gambling.
Government itself is
gambling.
Gambling.
Tell me something new. Yes, Andras.
Every company is involved in making profit by cheating others. Yes. So all the employees are also involved.
They get karma. The employees are also cheating the company. Everybody knows. So they get karma. But if they donate, that's fine. If they donate, it is nullified. So the situation is such that every income has its own faults. So those faults are removed when we do charity. Charity to qualified brahmanas. Then that faults are removed. Every endeavor has a fault. Every object has a material contamination. All these faults and contamination is removed by charity. So when we give charity to a Vaishnava, invite a Vaishnava for prasad in our house, then the house contamination is removed, the money income contamination is removed, the occupational faults are removed. So this charity should be done. Okay? 50%. Any more questions? Okay, Vilendra, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, coming Saturday, on 10th, we are celebrating Radha Ashtami in BRC, where? In Ganesh Temple. Where is it? Everybody knows Ganesh Temple? Ganesh Temple. So, the program will start? 5:30 the program will start. It will include Kirtan, cultural program, lecture, Aarti, Julan, and nice feast. So we request all of you who are sitting here to do surveys. We are host and we should have guests. None of you sitting here is a guest. You all are host. So you invite guests. You invite your family members, your friends. Let them come and we host them. We welcome them and we do a nice program. So you please make sure to invite your friends and contacts, your building people, your family members. And we do a very nice program. Everybody will get benefit and Krishna will be pleased. This is preaching activity. We do such programs for our own enlivenment and for introducing new people to Krishna consciousness. So we should invite new people so that they get a good experience and they become nice devotees and Krishna will bless us. So Swapnil Prabhu must or will assign duties, services to everybody. You please come on time as per your service, as per your commitment and do that service. We will also require finance for this. He must have announced or will announce. So all of you should please contribute. Your income will be purified and we'll have a nice program. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
महाप्रसादे गोविंदे नमो ब्राह्मणे वैष्णवे स्वल्पपुण्यावतामराजन् विश्वासनेव जायते शरीरा विद्याचाल जडेन्द्रिया ताहे काल जीवपाल विषय सागरे तार मते जीवाति लोभो माया सुधर्मदे ताकी जिदा कड़िन संसारे ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಧಾರಾಧಿ ಹರಿ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಸಾದ Yeah, I'm sorry.